I got the call well after midnight. I don't really know what the exact time was. Once I fall asleep, I try to stay asleep. Even if I toss and turn in the night, I won't let myself look at the clock, because if I look at the clock, I won't be able to fall back to sleep. The caller's voice wasn't familiar to me. I searched through my mental Rolodex for a face that might match the voice, but to no avail. He knew my name. Mickey, he said. I have a story to tell and I'd like you to report on it. What story? I said, half awake. Not a reporter. I just do research. Unless your story has something to do with the environment, you've called the wrong guy. He insisted that he had the right guy. He thought I could tell his story to the public. Though I was still a bit sleepy, I felt a bit flattered and asked who he was. He wouldn't say. We arranged to meet at a local coffee shop the next day. He said he'd recognize me, not to worry about picking him out of a crowd. I got my usual cup of coffee and waited for a tap on the shoulder from a stranger. I couldn't help but evaluate each person that came into the place, thinking this could be the mystery guy. I just about finished my coffee and given up when an older guy introduced himself to me. Clark Kent, he said. Yeah, sure, I thought. What a waste of my time. He continued to talk. I was a reporter for a city paper, the Daily Planet, for a few decades, actually. The job ended when media mogul Murdoch bought the paper, merged some city newspapers together, and then riffed the staff. I had a unique role at the paper for those years. I was keeper of secrets. Secrets known only to a couple people. My files were buried deep in the archives. I took them with me when I left. Then Clark began to tell me his story. The truth of the matter is, he paused, I was Superman, emphasizing was. I looked at him with disbelief. He went on, I can prove it, but that's not the story I want to tell. There's been a lot of speculation over the past few decades about my fate. Did kryptonite really sap me of my superhuman power? Did I give up on humanity? Was I severely, if not mortally, wounded in combat with Lex Luthor? Or did I just plain retire? Got bored with it. You know, old superheroes never die. They just fade away. I know I was known to have been faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. I want to set the record straight, though. Behind all that speculation about me is the real reason I stopped serving humanity and stopped being faster than a speeding bullet or trying to jump over tall buildings. Though I'm now in my 80s, I don't know exactly when I was born. I'm still as sharp as a fox and quick like a rabbit. Oh, it's true that I wear a knee brace, and if I think I'm going to be jumping tall buildings, and I wear orthotics to make my landings a lot easier on my feet. My body leotard has become tighter and tighter, so I've had to let it out a few times. Nevertheless, I can still deflect bullets and fly, but at a bit slower speed and lower altitudes. The bane of my super life as Superman has been the cell phone. Now, when there is a crisis, I can't find a phone booth to get into my leotard and cape. On several occasions, I arrived too late to rescue anyone because I couldn't find a phone booth to change in. So I've been forced to give up my superhero life. It wasn't kryptonite that killed off a superhero. It was the invention of the cell phone and the disappearance of the phone booth. If I'm alive.